Good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas. And it's another hot summer day in sunny central California. Yeah, in the Big Valley over here, where the heat gets locked in and doesn't go anywhere. But that's normal here. We expect that. So nobody's dying from the heat here like they have been in Washington and Canada, British Columbia up there. Wow. I can't believe 100 plus degree temperatures where nobody has air conditioning. But that's what's happening in our crazy world today. And that's not the only thing that's crazy. Our broadcast today, I'm sticking with my theme. What is my theme? I sent it out. Oh, yes. The Antichrist Borg, 2030, March to the Mark of the Beast. We are on our way, folks. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I have to say it because it's true. We're not going back from this. We are going into a dystopian future. The dystopian future that was foretold in the book of Revelation. No, it's not post-apocalyptic. It's pre-apocalyptic dystopian future where the Antichrist forces everyone to get a mark and to worship the beast or its image in order to buy or sell. That's what it's all about. That's why I have a 2030 march to the mark of the beast, because 2030 is their agenda. Through the image of the beast, or the UN, the New World Order, okay? And you would know what I was talking about if you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, or read several of my books, or at least listened to many of my podcasts or video blogs, as we're doing here today. Speaking of which, I am live right now on the air. You can come over to firstamendmentradio.net or .com. Go to the chat room there and join the couple people who are in the chat room. Hey, where'd everybody go? Maybe I should have took the day off. Had a lot of people show up last week, so maybe everybody's just still rubbing the sleep out of their eyes this morning. Wait a minute. I'm on the left coast. It's already noon on that other coast. Left coast? Yeah, that's right. Left coast. In the right coast, it's already noon. So anyway, I've got an article to talk about, and let's look at our scripture for the day here. Jeremiah 17, beginning at verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Yes, Yahuwah by name. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. As the partridge sitteth and hatcheth not, he that getteth riches, and not by right, shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. Strong words, almost parable-like. Wouldn't you say? But easily understood. And speaking of drought and being planted by the rivers of being planted by the waters and the leaf remaining green when the heat cometh, well, I'm in the heat now and also in a drought. My well went dry about a month ago or so, and it's completely dry. It's not even sucking a drop of water, just completely sucking air at this time. I do have a contractor that's supposed to show up in 1 week and begin digging a new hole in my yard. A very expensive hole. Yeah, a very expensive hole. So Anyway, and I was getting water from my neighbor, but my old enemies cropped up and I guess talked them into cutting off the water. And I only have one neighbor, so it's not like my other neighbors are like, you know, thousands of feet away. So I really have no choice. So now I don't even have water. So hopefully these contractors will get here on time and get that hole dug quick. But I'm not worried about it because, you know, as the scripture says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. And that's for all of us. Yeah, so we got a couple people in the chat room there. Says, I'm up on D Live. The streams all sound good. Thank you for that. I did send out an email, so it'll get there someday. Yes. Oh, he says, I got it. That's WW in the chat room. Even the YouTube in the little box on the right is working. Yes. And, well, my program, I don't know if it's going to, I'm going to have to delete it immediately after the broadcast on YouTube because I'm not going to hold anything back today because we are talking about the Antichrist Borg. And now that we've got through our scripture for the day, we thank the Almighty for His word. And I've got a document here. It's about, let me read here the how to eliminate unvaccinating people through a vaccination program. You know, this is the Antichrist agenda, really, is to eliminate everyone that won't go along. Everyone that won't be, that won't be assimilated into the Antichrist Borg must be eliminated. So you're either assimilated or you're eliminated. And also they have, you know, their plan of reducing the population or the eugenics depopulation agenda, which is in full swing. That's really what's behind what's been going on over the last year and a half. I know a lot of people just do not believe that there are people, that there are very rich people and people in government, and that they are so nefarious that they would actually try to carry out their agenda as they recorded to us that they have let their 10 commandments for the New World Order on the Georgia Guidestones. And these people are very serious about reducing the population. And so we're going to talk about that today. Oh, I got a note of appreciation from Tom W., who's usually in the chat room. He'll probably show up today. Later on, he says, hello, Nicholas. I'm not sure if this is a valid email address. Well, obviously it is, because I took it from some of your Bible studies posted on your website that are a few years old. Anyway, in hopes as does, I wanted to thank you for your life's work of studying and presenting the scriptures in context of truth and reality. I've been a Christian my entire life of 62 years and have been part of thousands of Bible studies and sermons and have felt like I understood God's word reasonably well. I happened to come across your site when looking for some Chuck Baldwin Liberty Fellowship content when he was part of the First Amendment Radio lineup. I started listening to your Prophecy Reality broadcast, and then I dove deeply into your archives of Bible studies. I have to say, I think I've grown spiritually as much in the last 6 months as I have in the last 20 years. This, of course, is due to the Holy Spirit leading me through the Word and toward sincere and high-quality teaching. There's much I could elaborate on, but for now, I just wanted to send you a heartfelt thank you for your discipleship to me, my family, my local brethren. I plan to continue through your archives to learn more and more, then faithfully share with others. Also, as Paul instructed us to do in 2 Timothy, I pray for you and your ministry almost every day. And I try to join your Wednesday AM Prophecy Reality chat room when I'm able and not too busy in our business activity. He says, thank you again, and may the Lord Yahshua continue to bless you. So I want to thank you for that, Tom W. Once in a while I get a letter like that where And it feels good, although I don't really require it, obviously. And, you know, I would give you a disclaimer on my Bible teaching. They're a result of my growth in Christ. And, you know, so consider that. I mean, I'm not right on everything. Some things I would redo and or would have done another way. But I think people get that as they go through the years of Bible study and see the growth in me and the changes in me. And I hope that they're growing and changing in the Lord with me and will forgive me for anything that is not quite right in some of my past Bible studies. But it's a growth process. I'm a fallible man like all the rest of us, and we're all growing in the Lord together. So if you can take my Bible studies in that context. But, you know, there's a lot of famous preachers and some that I really enjoy listening to, and I can see where they're wrong in some things. But that's okay, because I grow through their teaching also, as much as I hope people will grow through the work that I've done there in the studies I've posted on my website there at crosstheborder.org. There's a Bible studies page there, so I hope that everyone is blessed and edified by the work that I have done there. Anyway, and thank you for that, Tom W. Appreciate it very much. I get a few letters like that a year, and it helps me to keep going, because sometimes I feel like quitting. Well, sometimes. I think about it almost every day, about just selling out, moving somewhere in the woods, you know, a nice wooded mountain area with a stream running through it. But I don't think that's going to happen. My best life is not going to happen on this side of the grave. Yeah. My best life has yet to come. And it is on the other side of the grave. It's in eternity, in the resurrection. So first the millennial reign with Christ, and then in the eternal state that will go on from there forever and ever. This is from Lou I have a couple from LouRockwell.com. A Canadian doctor says 62% of patients vaccinated for the COVID have permanent heart damage. So the spike protein causes permanent heart damage inflammation for 62% of patients. So you might want to be aware of that. And, you know, I was thinking about this, you know, because they talking about blood clots and myocarditis, which is, I believe, their technical name for this inflammation of the heart thing caused by blood clots around the heart, I guess. People are getting blood clots in the brain. And so anyway, permanent heart damage can occur. And so you've been warned. But I think that when they're giving people the shot, I don't think they're saying, look, here's the warning. So they're putting it on a piece of paper that people are never going to see. And anyway, so we need to get that word out there, despite the fact that the mainstream media and the big technocratic sites are not allowing that information. But boy, it's a fight for them. And I'm glad, you know, when I go on YouTube or when I go on Facebook or Twitter, I see that people are still pushing the truth out there really hard. And that's why Joe Biden probably did the same thing, went on, you know, because they talked about this, that Facebook needs to do a better job. Yeah. Well, they need to just shut their site down then, because I'm still going on there and pushing out the truth. And we still need to do that, even if we're going over to Getter or Gab. And I'm not really impressed with any of the other sites. I think Gab has a lot of members of the apostate or anti-Christian church behind it, as a lot of these sites do. And a lot of these so-called truther things that are going on are coming from that side. And these are rebels in the anti-Christ church, too, because they're still fighting against things like abortion, where, you know, the Antichrist, he's all for it. And so the officially, that church, the Antichrist church, is for abortion, but they say, you know, a lot of people in it are against it. But those people need to go all the way and take their protest into becoming Protestants, okay? Not just protesting against an apostasy while they remain in it. They need to protest against the apostasy and exit it and just proclaim what they are. They're protestants, okay? So because your protest is not going to make any change in the Antichrist church. Yeah, believe me. And they can all say, well, he's not the legitimate pope. There is no legitimate pope. Yeah, because we have one Father, and that is our Heavenly Father. God Almighty is our one Father, and we're not to call any man Father, religiously speaking. And that's what a pope is. The pope is a great father, the great papa of them all. And then they call the underlings, the underfathers, you know. They go into church and they call the man in the black robe Father. And he's not their father. He's father of nobody. As a matter of fact, they're not allowed to be fathers. Yeah, they're supposed to be celibate. And so how can you call a man your father? So is he really your father? No, Jesus said to call no man father. And of course, he was speaking about religiously or politically calling someone your father. I mean, you can still call your biological father, your father, because he is your father biologically. But I don't think that's what Jesus was referring to when he said, call no man father. So anyway, there's your warning. Children, you might get myocarditis. You might have permanent heart damage. You might get brain clots. You might die within 72 hours. From what I was reading, a full almost 50% of the reported VAERS deaths have happened within 72 hours. So anyway, you've been warned. Another article we have here. This one is, might COVID injections reduce lifespan? And this is Joseph Mercola. And I like this quote down here. He says, Yerdin, Montagnier, and Zelenko all believe the COVID-19 shot could reduce life expectancy by several decades. Well, see, that's one of their objectives, is to for people not to get old. So this goes right along with the Antichrist shadow government, political army, you know, the Jesuit political army, and what they want. They don't want people to live as long. You know, because they become a burden on society, basically, or whatever. It's not good for Mother Earth. And it's, you know, because people produce too much carbon if they live longer or whatever. And while the plants might get too much carbon dioxide to be healthy and stuff, you can't have that. It's the Green New Deal, whatever. It's the, yeah. So, could reduce life expectancy by several decades, depending on several factors, including whether you're required to get booster shots. In fact, there may be reason to suspect that many who get the jabs and subsequent boosters could lose their lives within 2 to 3 years as a result of pathogenic priming, whatever that means. So you can get that. That's a July 19th article. At LouRockwell.com. Okay? LouRockwell.com is getting a lot more advertising, I see. A year ago, they hardly had any advertising. But hey, because people are going there. Why are people going there? Because they're fleeing the mainstream media. They know where to go to get the truth. Okay? So anyway, good for them. Let's see. We have another article here. Let's look at this one. This one is called The Demonization of the Unvaxxed. So it's coming down to it, you know, because this vaccination is transhumanism in effect, because it rewrites your DNA. It gives your He gives your body new instructions. Now, when God created the universe and he created everything living, depending on the raw materials that he made for life, God wrote the instructions, the code of life that we are. Okay? So to transform that into something foreign, or to introduce foreign instructions into that, is playing with something that I'm sure they've tested all of these things and these instructions, and they knew what was going to happen. And they are getting the results that they wanted. There's no mistake about what's going on here. There's no unexpected consequences. And perhaps we'll talk a little bit more about unexpected consequences when we come back from some messages. You're listening to Prophecy Reality News on FirstAmendmentRadio.net. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net. The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen, there's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and to our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. And man, I'll tell you what, if I did not know Jesus, if I did not have an assurance of what His blood has accomplished for me, I would be afraid. I would not want to hear or accept the things that I'm hearing and the truth that about what's going on in the world today and where it's leading. But the Bible foretold us, we didn't get all the details, but we can see it happening and developing right now. The Antichrist Borg getting us ready on this march to the mark of the beast with some added details. Now, there may be unintended consequences, and we can, well, I guess the scripture really tells us that there will be unintended consequences. Despite all of their scheming and all of their plans, there will be, because in Psalm chapter 2, it says that though they counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, that he will hold them in derision. So I expect to see a lot of derision. And I think we see some tastes of derision going on, because right now charges are being sought against Fauci, and hopefully other people will be lined up. Maybe we'll get some Nuremberg-type trials in the meantime. But it seems, despite all of that, the agenda marches on. Yeah. And there is a case. And where is that case at? Let's see, I have that here. Okay, and this is this article, I was going through it this morning. Federal lawsuit seeks immediate halt of COVID vaccines, cites whistleblower testimony claiming CDC is undercounting vaccine deaths. And so by empirical evidence and investigation, this person is bringing a lawsuit and says the actual deaths from records that the CDC has, they should be reporting a minimum of 45,000 deaths. Yeah, 45,000 deaths. And that's supposed to be a conservative, a factor of five error in the VAERS reporting deaths. It says July 9th, there were 9,000. It's over than that. It's more than that. It's more like 11 or 12 now in the VAERS system, because it's July 21st, and they've been averaging about 1,000 more deaths per month on the VAERS. But if they're underreporting by a factor of five, which is supposed to be conservative, well, then there would be five times that, and we're looking at 45,000 to 50,000 deaths, which is outrageous. Yeah, would we have had that many? And these are people that are, that would likely not have even got what they're being vaccinated against, let alone be one of the 0.05%, or half of 1% that would have actually died from the disease itself, of the people that actually catch it. So this is a little more derision for them. Of course, you have the mainstream media under the control of the Antichrist Borg, those that have been assimilated, which are probably half of the people in government have been assimilated. The other half that haven't been assimilated, well, they're being manipulated, a lot of them. So there's a very small percentage that are standing apart, even if they haven't been assimilated by the Borg. And as far as the mainstream media, pretty much, if there's big money and millions and billions of dollars going into it, well, you know that they've been assimilated, okay? Like, say, LouRockwell.com. But there's a lot of the anti-Christian church influence in a lot of these so-called alternative medias, too. But most people won't recognize it because they don't recognize the Antichrist or his great apostasy, the anti-Christian church, because they have a wing of that church that are against and standing with the truth on certain issues, but not going far enough with their protests to actually become Protestants. Maybe in spirit they're Protestants, but they have not recognized the apostasy that they should be protesting and departing completely from. Okay. So anyway, we have that, and that's from the Defender, Children's Health Defense org. That's Robert Kennedy Jr.'s website there. Another giant in the alternate and protesting media. And I don't know where he stands on a lot of things, but yeah, the work he's doing over there, well, I'll tell you what, the Antichrist Borg do not like it, and they would like to assimilate him, but I don't think he will be assimilated, just like you and I will not be assimilated by the Antichrist Borg. So they'll have no option but to eliminate us in the end, or to use their word, to extirpate the heretics. And that's what they will do in the end. Yes. Okay. Let's see. What else we got going here? Oh, yeah. This article. Unvaccinating people. This I got from, let's see, where was that? Where did I get that from? Oh, this is from stateofthenation.co. I don't know what .co is, but this is stateofthenation.co. That's where you find this article. And I put it in other form because I wanted to do some highlighting on it, but then as I was reading through it, I'd have to highlight the whole thing. So I decided just to read it as it is and comment it. Anyway, how to eliminate unvaccinating people, that means people who are resistant, who choose to resist the Antichrist Borg, through a vaccination program. So this is a conundrum for the Antichrist Borg. They're using the vaccination to carry out their depopulation agenda, but the very people that they want to eliminate the most are not cooperating and refuse to have foreign instruction introduced into their cells. Okay? I mean, that's my stand. It's a religious stand. See? God is my Father. He created me, and He wrote the instruction for my being. That genetic code, that's His code. And I don't trust mortal man to mess with that. You know, I can take medicines, I can understand, but changing the code, you know, I'm not going for it, because I think there will be as unintended consequences. And that's what they're going to claim in the end, because no one wants to be seen as the monsters that they really are, that they really intended what is happening, and worse, because you haven't seen the whole thing yet, and they're going to keep blame shifting to the unvaccinated as long as they can. They'll be blame shifting to the unvaccinated, but at some point it's going to become obvious that it is this transhuman injection that is doing the damage and not the unvaccinated. But that's their problem, is the very people that they want to eliminate most are not going to take the transhuman jab to have their DNA code changed. Okay. All right. So anyway, here we go. You're invited to have a different perspective for a few minutes, meaning when you read this article, you're going to get a different perspective. You will see the lives of everybody are about to change. And I'm coming to that conclusion that we're not going back. This is it. We are on the march to the mark of the beast and then to the return of Christ. And I see this in conjunction with the three frog spirits that have been loosed on the earth, how they get louder and louder because they're so loud that the truth is being drowned out by them at this juncture. And it just seems like, you know, you hope and you pray for the truth to come out and there to be more derision, but it seems that there's more of that frog-like spirit, these evil spirits just become louder and louder, where that's all you hear, drowning out all of the truth. And I don't believe that, there's any going back. It's just going to get worse and worse. We're at the point of no return into a pre-apocalyptic dystopia. That's what we're entering into. What the scripture refers as the tribulation of those days. And yes, it is great tribulation, small g, but it is not the great tribulation, because this is not the only one. But it's the great tribulation of our days. But it's not a 7-year tribulation deception that people have been indoctrinated with of dispensationalism for the last couple hundred years. This is the real deal, and nobody's being raptured out. Yeah, anybody being raptured out of this mess? No, a lot of people are being murdered out of this mess. And yes, they're going to go see their maker. Yeah. Either at the resurrection or at the end of the millennium at that great white throne judgment. Okay. So he asks some questions here. Does the virus exist or not? At the moment, the public opinion is so divided that it is almost impossible to make sense of what is going on in the world. Some people believe that the virus is not real. Some people believe that it is real, but not dangerous, and that there are other remedies. And some believe that it is real, very dangerous, and the only way out is vaccination. Yeah, there are those people that believe that because that's what they've been indoctrinated to believe. And they're very little in touch with the truth. Now, I believe that there is illness. I believe there's a common cold. I believe that the flu, because the common cold is a so-called, they've labeled it as a COVID virus. So whatever that is, whether you believe it viruses or not, but that's what they've labeled the common cold. And I believe the flu is for people that are in, their body has less immunity going on, less healthy environment going on. So that develops into a worse cold or the flu, and then it kills some people. And it gets people because they're old. And as you get older, when you get like my age and from there on, you start getting nearer to your mortality, basically. So whatever it is, whether you believe in the theories or not, they call it the common cold, a COVID virus, and then it goes on. And so I think there's really not much new going on here, because I think that the powers that be, you know, this military arm of the Antichrist, this political military arm, using all of these methods to achieve their goals, because the means, the ends always justify their means, so they can do anything they want, basically, and that's exactly what they're doing. But I think they're really afraid to put out a real dangerous virus of some sort out there. Whether they can or not, I don't even know, because I think they would be afraid it would turn on them. Yeah. So they only want to put out things that they're sure are not going to kill who they don't want to kill, but will only target people that don't matter to them, that they don't care about, and people who are, they consider their enemies, like heretics and other schismatics and rebellious, members of even their own anti-Christian church. Oh, yes, Mr. Wordsworth says, don't forget the destruction of Babylon is just around the prophetic corner. Not sure how long from now, but not too long. Well, sometime within the next 30, likely sometime in the next 30 years. I don't think it's immediate. I think that's something that has to be developed. I don't know. Should I answer this? Somebody in the chat room calling me. Should I answer this or not? Oh, I guess I'll give it a try. Your name and where you're calling from? Please speak or forever hold your peace. Okay, well, that answers that. All right. So, anyway, we'll continue on the article here. See, with or without a virus, the fact is, in the world we live for the last 1.5 years, something is not right. Yeah, you think so? something is not right. All the virologists that he spoke to said that it's a chimera, a man-made virus. With or without a virus, there is definitely a man-made panic-demic going on. As we know, a group of people owns almost all major, or at least controls them, and, well, likely, owns all major pharma companies, online companies, financial institutions, scientific establishments. They also control the biggest organizations, such as the WHO, World Economic Forum, You Will Owe Nothing and You Will Be Happy, and the FDA. Excuse me. Will you owe nothing? And then will you be happy? Answer the question. Yeah. No, you will owe nothing and you will be a slave, because slaves have lords, landlords, lording it over them, and slaves own nothing, but everything they have is owned by their owners. Yeah, their very lives. And I'll tell you what, if you're collecting welfare or Social Security, there's going to come a time that you're going to have to pay up, pay your homage. And whether that's getting a jab of new instructions for your your genetic code, yeah, that'll be part of it. You're going to have to do whatever they say or they're going to cut you off. They've already been practicing that for years. You know, I mean, they can cut off your bank account and take all your money just at the whim, at a whim. That's it. And they have total control and there's nothing you can do about it. So, I mean, we're already basically there. You know, if you got something, you know, that you can barter with, well, you'll probably be better off. But if all you have is, are you going to capitulate to keep your bank accounts, to keep your home, to keep from being put out in the street, having the sheriff put you out in the street, you know, whatever they can do to you in this life. But we know what God says about that. He says, fear not them that can kill the body. So anything up to killing you is on the table here, and even killing you. Fear not them that can kill the body, but fear him, that is God Almighty, who can cast both body and soul into hell, because that's forever. This life is temporary, and its mortality is its end, and you're going to die anyway. So would you trade what you're going to lose to obtain that which can never be taken away from you? Well, it's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so as we know, a group of people, yeah, they own everything, and we know they control everything. The Antichrist and his shadow government have been working on it for 500 years. Their plan has worked out very well for them. But in the end, they're going to lose it all. Yeah, that's how it works. Okay, there have been documented news that everything around the CV19 virus and the PCR test is inaccurate. Everybody knows that. It's still, you know, like they had some Senate, some government escaping Florida, the land of the free over there, and seeking refuge in Washington, D.C., the very seat of the beast. In America is Washington, D.C. We've talked about it. I have an article about that on my website. If you go there to my homepage at First Amendment Radio, crosstheborder.org or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com, you'll see at the top the empire, the city, the unholy trinity that rules the world. And you can get a little education there as to the seat of the beast in the North American continent. Is Washington, D.C. You can read F. Tupper Saucy's Rulers of Evil, where he exposes that, and you can get an education there. Or you can read my latest book, Reformed Prophecy Interpretation. It's all in there, too. So, and get educated. Washington, D.C. is the seat of the beast in America. Yeah, it is the seat of the beast in America. That city belongs to him. It's not part. They're not going to make it a state because it belongs to the beast. I guess it might be, they might make it a state if it's, if they think it's advantageous, but we'll see. So anyway, we know that the PCR tests, you hear about these guys got PCR tests and they tested positive, but it doesn't say any of them were sick. And they certainly don't tell you how many cycles they ran those tests at, whether it was 28 or 40, you know, because they have two standards now. If you've been vaccinated, you're only supposed to run it at 28 cycles. And so I don't know whether they ran it at 28 or 40, but everyone can test positive at 40. Yeah. Even a test that hasn't even been used yet, because I've heard they've sent sealed in swabs and they tested positive. Yikes. So, which makes it obvious that this panic-demic has been created for a purpose. We also know that some of these people have intentions of depopulating humanity for reasons like whatever, fixing environment, whatever their excuse is for doing it. Satan hates mankind and he wants to kill as many of us as possible. His object is to kill, steal, and destroy. Okay? That's the real reason, regardless of what they say, you know? So whatever reasons they give for depopulating humanity, the real reason is their master, Satan, their God, wants us all dead, including them. Okay? If their idea was depopulation through vaccination, would these same people be behind this planned panic, like to get rid of all vaccinated people and remain with the unvaccinated ones surviving? And the answer is absolutely not. Those are the ones they especially want to get rid of. So perhaps we'll talk a little bit more about that. Look.
Calvary, that's the place where Jesus bled and died. And it's there that sin has lost its power. At Calvary, Calvary, there my Jesus won the victory. There he gave himself. Brother, give no thought for what tomorrow it may bring. Your Father, he knows your heart. He knows your every need. Just seek him in his truth and rest upon his word. Share his love to everyone. Let's all just praise the Lord. Let the stars fall from the skies. Let the sun refuse to shine. In darkness, I know there will be a light for all mankind. It doesn't matter who you are or whatever things you've done. 'Cause Jesus, he still loves you and calls for you to come to Calvary. That's the place where Jesus bled and died. It's there that sin has lost its power at Calvary. Calvary. sinners lost its power at Calvary. Calvary. There my Jesus won the victory. There he gave himself for you.
Years ahead of the dominant media, FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
This is American Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. New details are emerging about the potential origin of COVID-19. Rich Edson reports.
Months before the COVID-19 pandemic spread across the world, the Wuhan National Biosafety Lab requested bids for major renovations to air safety and waste treatment systems. Those research facilities had been operational for less than 2 years. It's unclear why the Chinese government requested the projects, or when or if they even initiated any work, though it is another piece of circumstantial evidence from the Republican staff on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, which lays out the most comprehensive case yet, arguing that the pandemic began in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Is former President Trump still a Republican kingmaker? A special election in Ohio may provide some answers. More from Jessica Rosenthal.
It's primary day in Ohio's 15th congressional district, where voters are choosing among 11 Republicans to compete in the general election in November, after Congressman Steve Stivers resigned in May. Stivers endorsed State Representative Jeff LaRae, who is also a former sheriff's deputy, but former President Trump has endorsed coal lobbyist Mike Carey. And the Make America Great Again PAC spent $300,000 on ads for Carey. The race is being closely watched as a Trump-backed candidate in a special congressional election just lost in Texas, though the former president noted that a Republican still won that Texas seat, and filling that vacancy with a Republican narrows the House Democratic majority. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
There could be a rerun of the vote to unionize Amazon workers in Alabama. Carmen Roberts reports.
The union that failed to organize Amazon warehouse workers in Bessemer, Alabama, may get a do-over. The Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union says a hearing officer for the National Labor Relations Board determined Amazon violated labor law during April's vote. The NLRB has yet to issue a final decision, but if it calls for a second vote, Amazon says it will appeal because workers already had their say when they overwhelmingly chose not to join the union. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
A homeless ministry is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to protect its freedom to hire only those who share its beliefs.
Seattle's Union Gospel Mission is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to decide a simple question. Can the government force a religious organization to hire someone who does not share its beliefs or mission? Attorney Jake Warner of Alliance Defending Freedom, the law firm representing Seattle's Union Gospel Mission, believes the answer to that question is no.
Seattle's Union Gospel Mission serves the city's homeless by providing food, shelter, addiction recovery, job placement, and legal services. Everything they do is promote the gospel of Jesus Christ in Seattle. But a few years ago, a lawyer tried to apply for a legal services position at the gospel mission, but he did not share the religious lifestyle requirements that the mission held or agree with the mission's beliefs. In fact, he sought to undermine those beliefs by joining the mission, and the mission politely declined, and the lawyer then sued the mission as a result of that decision.
If the Supreme Court decides not to take the case, Warner says it will be the end of the road for Seattle's Union Gospel Mission.
The Washington Supreme Court has held that the government can interfere with the decisions of any church or religious organization about whether they can hire those who share their beliefs.
I'm Chris Woodward.
And finally, deadly car accidents are on the rise in the U.S.
Recent federal data shows car crash fatalities increased in 2020. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration says nearly 39,000 people died in car crashes last year. More than half of fatal crashes included people who weren't wearing seatbelts. That's the highest level since 2012. NHTSA says the number of unbuckled vehicle occupants who died in crashes increased by about 15% from 2019. The research found although driving miles went down 13%, partially because of lockdowns, deaths in general rose 7%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
For American Family News, I'm Musty Pugh.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the third temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn. The Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a reestablished Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. This is a live prophecy reality edition. And yeah, we're talking about forbidden topic today. Forbidden on the big mainstream sites. This video will disappear immediately off of ThemTube. ThemTube. Yeah, it's not YouTube, it's ThemTube. Anyway, so, but it will be on DLive and it will be on, somewhere. We'll put it up on BitChute. Yeah, so it will be there after the broadcast. Let's see, we're going through this article here. And this guy's, he has this idea that the vaccines are different, that the Moderna vaccine is being held back. Even when it was available, they would not give it to the people who were most susceptible, who needed the vaccine most, supposedly. They had to wait for the Pfizer or the Johnson and J&J vaccine because they were holding out the Moderna for the selected people that they wanted to live. That's the gist of this article. And I'll put a link to this in the chat room. You can check it out for yourself and go through it since I'm not really going to get through the whole thing here, but you can get the idea. But it helps. It gets you to thinking. All this guy doesn't recognize the Antichrist's shadow government behind things, but he suspects something very suspicious, very organized, is going on behind the scenes, something very intentional, and it's not what people are being told. He says, what if there is something even worse behind this unending panic-demic, thinking that the people behind this panic-demic are malefic, means working with malice. Wouldn't they like to be able to find a way to divide the people in age, health, occupation groups, and select the groups that they want to keep alive, and also decide the number of survivors? The WHO vaccination program is the perfect tool to achieve a selective genocide, rather than a random one. We're talking about a situation which is not good either if you vaccinate or if you don't vaccinate, either if you die or if you live. The only truth we have to concentrate on now is that we didn't even need to be forced to make the choice of getting the vaccine or not getting it. It is a false choice in this created pandemic as the answer to a false problem. As long as we are caught in this choice or dichotomy, it doesn't matter if we choose to get vaccinated or not. We are no way out of the situation. And I don't believe that. I believe he's wrong there. I believe it's very important that you make the choice to not get vaccinated. Certainly, they're going to come over. They're going to come after those who decide to resist the Antichrist Borg. They're going to come after us to extirpate us or eliminate us in a different way. And the scripture tells us that they will be beheaded. Yeah. For not receiving the mark of the beast. And what did this, I mean, you're talking about an indelible mark here, a mark that goes into your genetic code and changes the programming, of your very being. Talk about a mark. So it goes way beyond that. And is there something, you know, it's like you think about, the criminal mind of Bill Gates and his Luciferase technology to mark and give everyone an identification. I don't need an identification. God knows who I am. I know who I am. The people that are important in my life know who I am. Okay? And supposedly living in a free country, it's none of anyone else's business. Yeah, I'm not committing any crimes against anyone else. If I commit a crime, you know, something that violates the law of God, then, you know, a true crime, a real crime, not some of these crimes that they made up, then, you know, then I have to answer for that. Let's see, why put on a well? I heard they're going to tax private wells, and I do not think at that point you will be able to shop for the best price. No. Yeah, well, I have to put in a well if I want water, or even to sell my property, it's going to need a well. So, I'm already contracted to put in a well. Will they tax it? Oh, I'm sure they tax you know, everything they can. Where, you know, it's like they say there's only two things sure in life, death and taxes. Okay. So. I'm going to rely on the Lord to be able to pay the taxes that I have to pay while I'm here. And if I can't, well, whatever. You know, I have no idea what's coming. I may have to lay down my life for the gospel or for standing up and protesting against the beast, its image, the mark, and all of that stuff. I might likely be one of the first ones, that they come after. I'm sure they're, this whole thing is to sort people out. You know, that's why they want to know, they want to go door to door now and find out who, where, will comply and will not comply. And that's kind of what we're talking about today. We're talking about a situation which is not good, either if you vaccinate or don't vaccinate, when you consider that they are going to want to eliminate everyone who will not, comply with the Antichrist Borg. Okay, who will not allow themselves to be assimilated by this genetic code introduction, rewriting the code that God made to that makes you who you are, basically. They want to change that now. I mean, I'd never even thought of this 5 years ago, 2 years ago even, about them changing our genetic code through an injection. But they've been working on it, obviously. They didn't just develop this vaccine warp speed. This was already developed. Yeah. It was already developed. There's plenty of evidence out there for anyone who wants to search it out. Let's see. How would you eliminate all unvaccinated people? Most of the world, governmental authorities, the elderly, the sick, and the handicapped, and the homeless. He says here is how it would be possible. Okay. If one of the jabs, saying Moderna, is immunizing some of the world population also against a future deadly virus. And I think he's going way off base here. Because I don't think that they can control this thing. I'm not sure that the Moderna is less deadly than the rest of them, or that there's some secret code in there that will save them from a future deadly virus that they've already developed and they're going to let loose on society, once they get the population with the vaccine they want. But see, what he's exposing here is that there is a nefarious plan. He can't really figure out what it is, but he knows something going on, and he understands that there are evil people in the world who will do whatever they can to execute their agenda. And their agenda is depopulation down to, well, like the Georgia Guidestone says, half a billion or something? Something. I don't know exactly what it is, but not a very big number compared to the population of the earth right now. It's not a very big number. So how do they engineer this thing so that only the people that they want to live are living? Yeah. He says, if this vaccine is mostly given to the desired categories of young people, young, healthy, white, and from selected countries. Yeah. And these eugenicists have historically been white supremacists, and they've looked on the other races along with Darwin, because they believe in Darwin more than they believe in God, the creator. They believe that the code in your body that makes you who you are is not a gift from God, was not created by an almighty God who created the whole universe, about 6,000 years ago, like true Bible believers believe. But they believe it all happened just by accident. And because it happened by accident, that gives them the right to because of who they are, because of their wealth and power, and they've been put into this position by the universe itself, through evolution, they've risen to the top, and they have the technology that they can now take control of mankind and steer it in the direction that they think is best. They have made themselves gods. Yeah. Those are the people that we're dealing with. These people think that they're really doing something well and good. Okay. So they believe that, that they're going to accomplish their goal. If not for themselves, because they know they're going to die. At least I hope they know they're going to die, but they act like they're not going to. Maybe they think they're going to put their brain in a computer or something. They're cooking up all kinds of schemes. Yeah. Anyway, so they believe that they've been chosen by, their great authority and their riches and their power and their technology, to rule the world and to decide for you and me how our life is going to be, even to the point of rewriting the code in every human being on the earth, except for themselves, of course. I'm sure that the people, they know, because they did run trials. They knew what was going to happen. There's no doubt about it. You research it. They've been working on this one for at least 20 years, if not longer. But over the last 20 years, I believe they found and were running experiments and, trials, and they knew exactly what was going to happen. So anyway, every day old sick people die more than young, and this is a fact used as a reason to separate people to give priority for vaccination to the undesired categories. That would be the old, the sick, and you know, those people that have special needs or whatever, so that they don't get the special vaccine, the one that's going to save them. This is the nefarious thesis that this guy believes that's going on behind the scenes. When that virus will be released in the future, first, all the unvaccinated people would be eliminated. See, and he's trying to figure out the problem. How do these people who hate us the worst, the ones that the unvaccinated, those that are resisting the Antichrist Borg and his rewriting or injecting us with a transhuman code to transform us, we're the people, he's saying, how are they going to eliminate them? That's the problem. So his thesis is that they've got a virus that they're going to unleash on the world, and that people that receive the special vaccine are going to be protected from that, and that way all the undesirable will be eliminated. But I don't think that's what they're doing. I think they're just going to use, they're going to go with the old way that's always worked in history. You know, genocide by gun, hanging, famine, you know, starving people to death, you know, all of the old ways that were used by Mao Zedong, Stalin, Hitler, you know, all of the, monsters, all of the Marxist monsters of the past, all of those socialist, Marxist, communist monsters, these antichrist monsters. Yes. Driven by the same shadow government army that works for the antichrist. All of those monsters of our past, which they're hiding from now, and they're selling to our young people in America that communism, socialism is a wonderful, Marxism is a wonderful thing, and we need it in America. Yeah, well, because they like it. It achieves their goal of getting rid of undesirable people, because every time communism wins, millions of people die in a society. Yeah. Well, but we have history on our side to tell us just that. And also the Antichrist and his minions have history to tell us exactly what they do when they get total control. They eliminate the undesirables, the people that resist the Antichrist Borg. Anyway, so he posits here, reducing the world population down to an approximate desired number, resetting all political, judicial, financial, and medical systems, eliminating all the world's authorities, erasing all governments, elites' long-time dream of a one-world government in their new depopulated earth would become a reality just by using the V-jab. Yeah, the transhuman jab. I'm not going to call it a vaccination. It's the transhuman jab, because it transforms humanity by reintroducing foreign code into our genome during this this pandemic, to protect a part of the population by giving it a transhuman jab with a special instruction to survive against a future deadly danger, which they have already developed and plan on unleashing on the whole earth, just as they unleashed this present chimera. I'm ad-libbing a little bit here, but basically just to get the point across a little clearer. The following steps would be necessary to achieve such a plan: modify a virus from the COVID family and genetically engineer a few strains of the most simple to the most dangerous, even a deadly one. 2, release the simplest version and start the pandemic, which they did a year and a half ago. Prepare a special instruction transhuman jab to be effective against it, and also against all the versions, especially against the deadly strain which you're going to unleash in the future. The challenge was to produce a jab against a 100% deadly virus without using any of the components, parts of that virus. If the vaccine was produced by the classical method, it should have contained a part, a trace, proof of the killer virus, and therefore would have been discoverable by any test. There's no way to produce in the present moment a vaccine that contains components of an uncirculating future virus. The mRNA vaccine was the solution in order to be untraceable. So this guy, he's thinking correctly in that there is a nefarious plot going on. But I think he's getting a little too fanciful in what he believes these people are able to do, because I don't believe they're able to carry this one out. And the Bible gives us a clue that we will be eliminated by guillotine. Okay. And, you know, other methods, of course, drownings and fire and axe and sword and shooting. The new transhuman jab is the solution, he says, in order to be untraceable so they could hide their scheme. So, you know, he has to posit this. Says they have no virus or components of the virus. It is only an injected code, a program instruction for the cells. It also has its ingredients, nanoparticles. The scientists in structural biology and nanotechnology have been working on self-assembling nanoparticles, virus-like particles, which can structure themselves in the shape of proteins or anything the body needs to become immune to a disease. Well, this is pretty fanciful stuff. It even has a link here. Oh, so there's an article there. In that article I put in the chat room there. Atomic level structural information and advances in synthetic biology and nanotechnology have created new opportunities for generating vaccines in a way that has not been possible using traditional methods. These novel approaches to recombinant vaccine design are opening doors to the development of vaccines against challenging targets, and on it goes. So anyway, if you want to learn about that, it's in the article there. Yes, why do so many different alchemical concoctions for one supposed... Yeah, see, and that's the question. That's the question this guy is asking in this article, and a question we need to be asking also. This is... To not resist is futile. Yeah. Anticipated reactions and planned solutions. So that was the challenge, according to his hypotheses here. They have no virus, no components of a virus, only a code, and a code to instruct your cells on changing your genetic code in the future to... But I think there's going to be unintended consequences here. I would be afraid of any of these transhuman jabs. And that's what I'm going to call them from now, because they are not vaccines. They are transhuman instruction, transhuman instructional jabs or injections to change the genetic code of your body. And give your cells new instructions. And that would be outside. You know, I know that we have what they call genetic errors and stuff in our code. That's obvious that those happen over time through nature. But this is intentional. And the unintended consequences, I think, are going to be horrendous, especially for these people that get their special jab. If this is what they have going on. Okay, we'll cover some more of this when we get back. You're listening to Cross the Border, a Prophecy Reality Edition. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for Missionary Radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our Listen and Schedule pages on the Internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. Yeah, we're talking about the transhuman jab to transform humanity into the Antichrist Borg dream world. Everything that Satan wants for mankind to put him under a totalitarian government under his Antichrist. Now, we're talking about how things are going to change. And remember, we've been looking at, for the last few years, we've been looking at the DJL.com prognostication for the future, which they've taken off their website since then, because it seems to be coming true that they planned or forecast the depopulation of America and the world, and the American, United States of America would be depopulated to about 90 million people, 300 million down to 90 million, 350 million, whatever. So that's quite a population drop. And I wonder, how could they do that? So I have some experts here. This is from, Dr. Joseph Mercola's article at LouRockwell.com, Might COVID Injections Reduce Lifespans? Okay. And he says, in this interview, return guest Dr. Vladimir Zelenko discusses an incredibly serious concern, one shared with at least two other highly credible experts, Michael Yeadon, PhD, a life science researcher and former vice president and chief scientist of allergy and respiratory research at Pfizer, and Professor Luc Montagnier, a world-renowned virologist who won the Nobel Prize for his discovery of HIV. Now, these guys are the experts. I would listen to these guys. I wouldn't listen to Anthony Fauci and or anyone at CNN. I would listen to what these guys have to say. I would listen to Dr. Mercola. So we got four experts here, top experts in everything. And this is what they're telling us. Yeadon, Montagnier, Zelenko all believe the COVID-19 shots, the transhuman jabs, could reduce life expectancy by several decades, depending on several factors, including whether you're required to get booster shots. In fact, there may be reasons to suspect that many who get the jabs and subsequent boosters could lose their lives within 2 to 3 years as a result of pathogenic priming. I would take this very seriously, and I do take it very seriously. This is conclusions I have come to as to this date, ever since I learned anything about them rewriting, injecting instruction into my body that would start rewriting the code that God wrote to make up who I am in the womb. They want to change that. Well, I'm against that. And And this could be the ultimate mark of the beast. I'm not saying it is or what that entails, but it's a scary thought indeed, but that they're going to, a lot of these people are being murdered by this push to get this out. These people are murderers, and that's all there is to it. They are intentionally, there are a lot of people that are unintentionally involved in this, but the people that know, the people that are pushing this out, the people behind this, the shadow government that works for the Antichrist Borg and all of their assimilated drones are pushing this out. But there are those that know exactly what they're doing and what their intent is. And you can get that quote for yourself from these highly respected people who've even worked at the places that are producing this. One guy, Pfizer, and then another guy, Luc Montagnier, a world-renowned virologist who won a Nobel Prize for his discovery of HIV. And they're not the only ones. There are others that have come out and been banned for speaking out. There's a lot of brave people out there speaking out, even knowing what they're going to face. Okay. Anyway, it's a good article. I read the whole article. I suggest that you read it too. And then spread it around, send it to everyone you love that are considering or got the jab. Because the thing is, there is instruction for people that have got the jab, what they should look for, instruction on what to do to reduce the risk of what they've done or allowed to be done to themselves. And you should do everything you can. If you got one of the jabs or two of the jabs and you're still alive, what can you do to counter it? There are instructions out there. And I believe some of that is in this article too. Risk category says how to protect your health post-jab. So there are things you can do in this article. So if you know anyone, send them this article and tell them to pay special attention, because they're going to get the bad news first. But there may be things you can do to reduce your risk, even if you've got the jab. So you definitely want to look into that, okay? How to protect your health post-jab. Or say, if they came and tackled me to the ground and jabbed me against my will, because that could happen too, or it may have happened to some of you, especially because they've gone after elderly and incompetent people and forced the jab on them, even as they fought against their will. But of course, they were doing it for their own good. Yeah. But what can you do for your loved one, your family member, if they were forced into it or somehow convinced that it was the right thing to do and they did it, now they're sorry they did it? You definitely want to save that article and scroll down till you get to how to protect yourself if you've already got the jab. I don't believe it's an automatic mark of the beast like some of the people believe it is, because things can be forced on you. You can be tattooed, get a mark against your will. And that goes for a jab too. Like these poor children that are getting these jabs. I think 7 million children in America have already been jabbed. I think that's what I read in one of those articles I referenced. And if you're listening to this later, I'm going to post these links also on our BitChute. And I'll post them after the show on my website, where I'll post the BitChute link, and the links will be there if you're listening to this on BitChute. That way you know what to do to how to treat your loved ones. Cause there's some people I know that I love and care for, that have got this. So I'll have to make sure that they get this too, what they can do about it. And maybe I'll read some. If you or someone you know or love got the jab and now have serious regrets, definite strategies you can use to protect your health. It appears if you made it through the first 3 months okay, then your risk for blood clots is likely radically diminished. To counter excess, clotting, an anticoagulant may be appropriate. Natural alternative with great promises, acetylcysteine. as it has both anticoagulant and thrombolytic effects, whatever that means. I'm sure Dr. McCullough knows what he's talking about, meaning it may both prevent clots and break up clots that have already formed. Obviously, do not get any more booster shots. Good advice there. In the subacute phase, your number one goal will be to avoid ADE. This is the key to avoid triggering pathogenic immune reaction. And the only way to do that is to implement some sort of prophylactic protocol, i.e. COVID, common cold, influenza prevention. I'm already on that myself. What is it? Enzymes, zinc, vitamin D, the wide spectrum supplements. See, this is especially important for anyone that has received the COVID jab, as they are at high risk of having complications and are under false impression that they are protected, when actually they are increased risk now that they got the jab and need to take extraordinary precautions. Any symptom of upper respiratory infection should also be treated immediately, not later. COVID is a multi-phase disease. First phase is a viral phase, which lasts 5 to 7 days. This is when it's most easily treated. So you might want to, to try ivermectin. You can get it for your horse. Well, you don't take a horse dose. That's for a 1,200-pound animal. So, I mean, because I've given ivermectin to my dogs and cats by weight, and it's just a little, and put it in their food for worms and stuff. So, because it works on worms for horses, but you have to give them a whole tube of it. So you'd go by body weight. So if you have a 1,200-pound injection, you want to take 1/12 of that for 100 pounds. And I wouldn't go over that anyway. But yeah, you can find people on YouTube that they can tell you what they would do, but they're not giving you any health advice or whatever. I don't know how that works, but there are alternatives out there. But I say be very careful about anything you do when you're treating yourself. He says any symptoms should be treated immediately. After day 7, the disease typically progresses to the inflammatory phase, which requires different treatment. So first you get the respiratory phase, then you get the inflammatory phase. Zinc supplementation is an important component for prevention and early treatment. So you should be taking zinc, probiotics, and enzymes. And he says other things, hydroxychloroquine, green tea extract, that's the quercetin, and ivermectin. The majority of COVID protocols focus on inhibition of our RNA virus replication. What that means is that for a virus to make copies of itself, it needs to enter a human cell. In the case of RNA viruses, all the COVID coronaviruses, even the influenza virus, use a common pathway called RNA, dependent RNA polymerase. That's a very important enzyme. Anyway, you can read all that for yourself. If you want to use either hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin and live in a state that restricts their use, look for online telehealth options. So you might be able to go on that. He says American Frontline Doctors is one source. So you have American Frontline Doctors online. And that is speakwithnmd.com/America's Frontline Doctors. So, and that link is in that article too, the one I just put in the chat room, or will be below here with the Dr. McCullough article. So there's, so it gives a lot of things you can do there. You can see there's a chart here, strategies to lower risk for those who have received the transhuman jab. So he gives you some ideas of what you should be doing to supplement. Nebulized peroxide and other health promoting measures. I've been using nebulized hydrogen peroxide for 20, 30 years myself. Anytime I start to get any kind of cold symptoms, I mean, I'm there spraying, breathing it in. And it works wonders, because so I just don't get it. I always have nebulized hydrogen peroxide handy. Put it in a spray bottle. Make sure that you label it so people aren't using it to spray on their hair. I had someone come in my house and grab my nebulizer bottle, and they just thought it was water, which it is. It's H2O too, has that little extra molecule of oxygen attached to it, which releases in your lungs when you breathe it in, and it kills any fungus, any infection in your lungs. So you can treat your lungs immediately, and it is harmless. It cannot hurt you, okay? You'll want to dilute ESA's peroxide, and that's what I do. I dilute a 30% solution, which you buy. That's the normal solution you buy. I dilute it half and half with purified water, and that's a 1.5% solution. He suggests a 1% solution. He says, if you want to dilute the peroxide with saline to get a 1% solution, well, I don't dilute it with saline. I'm not injecting it in my, but I dilute it with purified water half and half. You can add a little more purified water if it's to get, so it's not as strong. And yeah, you're going to suck it in and you're going to cough it out. And if it kills stuff, there's actually fungus like, Valley fever here is a fungus. It grows in your lungs. And I've had that several times, but you can knock it out by treating it topically. If you go to your doctor, they're going to give you poison to inject or to take that's going to enter your bloodstream, but they're going to test your kidneys first to make sure that your kidney is not damaged because it's going to damage your kidneys and they don't want to be responsible. Your kidneys can't take any more damage. So it's a bad way to go. They treat toenail fungus the same way. Just soak your feet in hydrogen peroxide to get the toenail fungus. And also another thing you can do for toenail fungus is, coconut oil with, peppermint extract. Yeah. And that's what I do. I also do my mouth wash, what they call it, oil. I'm losing my terms here. Yeah. For my mouth, my oral health, I do, hydrogen and I mean, and that you can do hydrogen peroxide too with coconut oil and, peppermint oil for its, antibacterial, antiseptic properties. So nebulize hydrogen peroxide. And he says peroxide, but I think you have to say hydrogen peroxide. To learn more, download Dr. Thomas Levy's free ebook, Rapid Virus Recovery. So this is a great article with a lot of good stuff in it. I think you can, through prophylactic measures, you can treat yourself and prevent yourself from getting it. As I haven't, and definitely if you start to get any, even common cold symptoms, you can knock it out. I've been doing it for 30 years now. Very effective. It's the way to go. And then, of course, change your diet and start eating healthy and supplementing regularly. You'll be much happier if you get old and not infirm at the same time. So far, it's working for me. Praise God. Yes. Because our bodies are wonderfully and fearfully made. And God built into us a wonderful immune system and a healing system that does degrade with age, especially when you get like in 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. And I'm getting to that phase myself. And yeah, I'm feeling it a little bit. It's there. You know, our mortality is inevitable, but praise God. The most important thing of all is, you're standing with God. Are you walking the gospel walk? Are you living a life of repentance? Are you walking the repentance road? Are you on the narrow way that leads to eternal life? Well, you need to make sure of that before everything else. That's first and foremost, because nothing else you will do will be any good if in the end you lose everything. As a matter of fact, worse than lose everything, if those people that believe in hell and eternal punishment are correct it's going to be worse than losing everything. So, as we began the broadcast, we'll end it the same way. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought. And that means shall not despair in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. And that is the true fruit of life. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And we have to realize that that's when he's talking about the heart, that's our heart. The heart of our flesh is deceitful above all things. That's why we need God's word, and we need to be immersed in it, and we need to learn what repentance truly is. From the word in the Greek, the two words in the Greek, the word repentance comes from two Greek words, meta noeo, meaning to change your mind. And you only change your mind by reading God's word. And you allow the washing of your mind by the water of his word. And that way we receive life from God's word. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. And it doesn't matter how wicked you've been in the past. You can change today, and you can change your direction, your trajectory today. So do that. Repent before God Almighty and ask him to help you to walk on the narrow way that leads to life. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, more important. May the Almighty bless each and every one of you. We'll see you next time.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
This is American Family News. I'm Musty Pugh. A Pennsylvania mother of four who is also an Iranian immigrant says she was treated better by Iranian authorities than by the school board in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Anita Edgardian was addressing the board, which she has a legal right to do, and wanted to know if critical race theory was being taught in the school. But instead of being allowed free speech, the school board president, who is now facing calls to resign, charged at her and ripped the microphone away and then had police take her out.
Anita, you're a time.
No.
Yes, you are.
Because for 12 years you made a mess. I want to know, are you teaching CRT to our teachers? And if not, what did you say?
Edgardian says the treatment from those school tyrants was worse than what she experienced growing up in Iran.
And after sitting through this whole love fest about the superintendent, who's about to retire, parents got up the same story. For CRT, against CRT. And I just told myself, how many more board meetings am I going to go sit through it? They're all bored sitting there. God knows who's listening to who. And all I wanted to do was, as a parent, just come up and say it. If you're teaching CRT to our teachers, and that's it.
Author Douglas Murray says, in America, we have the right to freedom of speech. Except when it comes to talking about CRT to school boards.
Here she is in America with this pseudo-totalitarian school board just deciding not just how they should indoctrinate the children, and with this weird new ideology of CRT. As the mother quite rightly said, one of the people on the school board said, you can't teach history without teaching CRT. What? How did we teach history until a day ago? How did we teach history in the past, right, in America? So they say all of these things, they make all of these assertions, then they say you have no right to say that we shouldn't be making these assertions and pushing children into this weird new totalitarian mindset of CRT. And then they say, if you don't agree with that, we'll get you marched out by the police. What does that sound like? It sounds like the kind of regime this poor mother fled.
The CDC announced that it will be extending the national eviction moratorium for another few months to early October. Michigan Congresswoman Lisa McClain, however, argues that the Biden administration should look at who this order will impact the most. Landlords.
We've had enhanced unemployment benefits now for a year and a half. And these landlords, which for some of these landlords, this is their only income. What about them? And what about the fairness that they deserve? Seems to me that they're getting lost in the shuffle here.
Extreme social activists in Texas are trying to shame rich white parents to not send their children to Ivy League schools to make room for marginalized students of color. More from Bob Kellogg.
Breitbart News reports the group Dallas Justice Now is also demanding allies of Black Lives Matter make room for disadvantaged students at elite schools. Horace Cooper of Project 21 says this bad idea could become a slippery slope.
We start with school slots, then it's homes, then it's jobs, then it's access to the doctor of your choice. At one point, what we are at is Jim Crow.
Cooper says citizens and colleges and universities should not be forced to make choices based on skin color.
Universities, the good ones at least, are supposed to be biased towards excellence, towards achievement. Anyone actually interested in promoting the access in America for minorities would do far more to promote school choice.
Dallas Justice Now threatens to publish the names of those they're targeting who have not signed their pledge to do as they ask. I'm Bob Kellogg.
American Family News is online at onenewsnow.com and download the One News Now mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.
It's Wednesday, August 4th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Nigerian Muslim militants attacked 7 predominantly Christian communities in the central portion of the country on Monday. The attackers killed at least 43 people, including women and children, and destroyed over 100 homes. In the same central Nigerian area, Muslims beheaded a Christian father and his son while they were returning home from choir practice on Sunday. Just a few decades ago, the Eastern European country of Hungary was on the receiving end of international aid. Due to their growing economy, though, Hungary has become an emerging donor country. Tristan Azbej, the State Secretary for the Aid of Persecuted Christians and the Hungary Helps Program, told International Christian Concern that their highest humanitarian priority is persecuted Christians. Hungary's support for persecuted Christians has actually earned them backlash from fellow European countries for being, quote, politically incorrect, end quote. Galatians 6 verse 10 says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." A new report from the European Christian Mission found that immigrant Christians from South America, Asia, and Africa are planting churches across Europe. The report noted, quote, "God is using people on the move to re-evangelize the continent of Europe. Latin American migrants have planted thousands of churches in Spain, Portugal, and beyond over the last 30 years. Similarly, Chinese churches can be found almost everywhere. However, it is the black African churches that are the most numerous," end quote. Isaiah 9 verse 7 says, "Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end." New York City became the first big city to require proof of vaccination for indoor dining, and San Francisco brought back mask mandates, whether you've been vaccinated or not, for everyone indoors. By contrast, Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed an executive order last week prohibiting government agencies and municipalities from instituting vaccine or mask mandates. The City Council of Hillsdale, Michigan, voted unanimously on Monday to advance a Sanctuary for the Unborn ordinance for further review. If passed, Hillsdale would be the first city in Michigan to ban the killing of unborn babies, joining over 30 cities in Texas, Nebraska, and Ohio. The New York Attorney General's office released a report after a 5-month investigation, finding that New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women in violation of state and U.S. law. Cuomo denied the findings and continues to refuse to resign. Meanwhile, ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick became the first U.S. cardinal to be criminally charged with a sexual crime against a minor. The incident occurred in 1974. McCarrick has already been defrocked by the Vatican for molesting a minor in New York in the 1970s. New Zealand weightlifter Gavin Hubbard, a 6-foot-tall, 286-pound man pretending to be a woman, crashed out of the Olympics Monday after making history as the first transgender person to compete in a solo event. The 43-year-old, who has been misrepresenting his gender since 2012, failed to record a single valid snatch lift in Tokyo. And finally, Fiji won gold in the men's rugby sevens final at the Tokyo Olympics last week. Fijians back home took to the streets to sing hymns and dance in celebration. Fiji also won gold in the 2016 Rio Olympics. Listen to the 2016 men's gold medal team singing, "By the blood of the Lamb and the word of the Lord, we will overcome."